Good afternoon, and welcome to Night Talk. I'm Joe Murphy, and I'm joined for this afternoon show by Mikey Kubik, Joe Nebesinski, and Russ Fry in studio today. And since this is going to be the last show of 2023, and the first show for 2024, because it'll air Tuesdays and Thursdays, we decided that we would just break the show up and do 2023 in segment one and 2024 in segment two. With that, let us begin as we always do with our prayer to Saint Michael. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Michael.
All right. Let's start off by saying Merry Christmas to everyone.
Yes.
And this was an exciting year, I think, for all of us. So many different things happened. I mean, we've got two wars going, which is something that, we should be thankful for that we're not involved in,
indirectly.
Right?
Yeah, indirectly.
Indirectly, but not directly. So we don't have any, but well, we are getting attacked by Iran's proxies. But other than that, it's been a relatively quiet year for all of us in that regard. I know that one thing I noticed, it was an expensive year. Prices were up. Food prices were really up. I've heard a lot of people say that, this was a really expensive year. Thanksgiving was expensive. But the good news is we live in the greatest country in the world, and that's a great thing to have. And I know some of us had some problems over this past year. I think, Joseph, you were one of them.
Yeah. Yeah. When you're in a car accident, you don't ever plan for a car accident.
No.
No. And then we had the on-air production computer.
Yeah, I've read some of the emails floating back and forth.
Yeah.
You've been a yeoman in this area,
right,
Joseph, working your tail off trying to get everything back to normal.
Knock on wood, as of this morning, we are functioning the way it's supposed to. The automation is back and functioning. The weather forecasts are being done. The shows are playing when they're supposed to air. So with that, I'm going to go, thank you,
that's
Jesus.
That's right. Yeah. One day in a row, it's working, right?
Yeah.
don't go there, Joseph.
I guess that's really how we take everything, one day at a time.
That's
Live in the present and just hope everything happens good in the future. Russ, what do you got?
Well, I really don't have a lot.
Talking to the microphone now a little bit.
Did it change around a little bit?
Yeah.
Not a lot. It was a great year. I got around to see a lot of councils of the knights here, and I look forward to another good year. I don't have as many councils to visit this year because we did so many this past year, but it was a good year overall.
Yeah, I know. Like I said, our council has made a decision that from now on our 50-50, the 50% that goes back to the council during the drawings, they're going to be donated monthly to Holy Family Radio.
Well, that's great.
So it's not a real lot of money, but again, it'll be a continuous flow.
Yeah. It's those $5 and $10 donations or monthly donations coming in that keep us afloat.
Yeah. Speaking of needs, if we're going to talk about needs here a little bit, Holy Family Radio needs someone to clean our facility. We lost the company that we have been doing it. And they've been coming in twice a month to do it. So if anyone knows of anybody, a company or an individual who may want to come in and do some housekeeping for Holy Family Radio, we'd really appreciate it. We don't have a big facility here, but it needs to be cleaned like twice a month. And so we'd really, really appreciate it because we're all doing a whole lot of different things around here. And another hand would be really, really helpful once in a while, right?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would.
So that would be really good. Also, and anytime anyone wants to make donations to us to keep our costs down, like we're discovering some of our bathroom needs are in need right now. We're running out of toilet paper quickly, so anybody wants to donate toilet paper to Holy Family Radio. Some people like to donate physical things instead of money. So
yeah,
that would be a great way to start the new year, donating some toilet paper to Holy Family Radio. What do you think?
We don't have to go back to the corn cobs, you know, through the Sears catalog.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you ever notice that you never ask for toilet paper during Halloween when you can find it hanging off the
That's
trees?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
It has been a fun year, I think.
We have paper towels. Okay.
We asked
for paper towels. We had a generous person donated like 4 cases of paper towels to us about a year ago. So we're really good on paper towels, right? So if we run out of toilet paper, there we go, right? Although you can't flush toilet paper, so that might not be that good, right?
Right. That's one of the needs we always have. You know, there's a lot of things you can do without, and you got to wonder what did they do before they invented toilet paper?
I don't want to think about it.
it's a crappy subject, right?
Yes, it is. I'll tell you what. One of the biggest things we had going on when I was in the services, everybody always talked about, you know, if you had this, you could control the world. Mm-hmm. If you had this, you could control the world. Well, we knew in the military, if you had the toilet paper concession, you controlled the world. There was no doubt in my mind. We used to save the packets out of our sea rats.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Just so that when you got someplace where you didn't have it, at least you had a backup. Mm. You know, it was really
good. We used to sit right here in the helmet.
Yeah, every place you could. And it is the same thing. I saw a little thing on Facebook, and they showed a box of sea rats that was opened up. And most of the comments, the guy said two things. One guy said, I don't see the toilet paper roll, and I don't see the cigarette pack.
Right.
And as you all know, we all had it. We had the little 4-pack of cigarettes.
For the sea rations, yes.
Which came from 1942. So by the time you were smoking them in 1968 or 69, you could light it and feel the flame actually hit the back of your throat because the tobacco was so old and dry. It was just like lighting a piece of paper. And, it was something else.
Yeah, getting back to the Christmas thing, I wanted to say one of the things that drives me nuts, you know, we did an episode a couple of months ago about things that bother us. One of the things that drives me nuts, and I didn't say it on that episode, was the people that take down their Christmas decorations the day after Christmas. You know, Christmas is a season, and particularly the Catholics, we understand that, you know, but many of our friends just don't get that. And like the day after Christmas, I see people have their Christmas trees on the curb, you know, being ready to be thrown out. We have all of our Christmas decorations up yet. I mean, that's what we do.
Till Epiphany, right?
That's right.
Yep,
that's right. That's just how we do it.
And then even then, it depends, because if it's snowy, icy, and rainy, it's a few days after Epiphany.
That's right. Well, that's one of the things that as Catholics, we understand that Christmas is not just a day. And so we're, you know, at my house, we're still playing Christmas music and doing the whole thing. So I love the fact that Christmas is not just a day, and our church really emphasizes that fact. And that's one of the things that made it crazy with Advent, the fourth week of Advent being one day long this year. We had to go in and make sure we got our church decorated in one day for Christmas. So it was exciting, but it was a certainly unique experience. So we had a great Christmas at our church at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, and I'm sure that you guys did at yours too.
Well, if memory serves, having been perusing the 2024 calendar that we have here, I believe the first Sunday of Advent is the 1st of December.
No kidding.
I think. I'll have to check that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be right, which seems to make a lot of sense. So is that right?
Yep. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's not think about next December already. We got to get through January and February 1st here, Joe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's been an adventure, to say the least. We've had some new volunteers come in that have been an asset to us.
A blessing, yes.
And a blessing, very much so.
Yes.
And it makes our jobs easier because, you know, when 4 or 5 of us are here, you know, we're all doing something different to get the job done so we can get out of here and go home.
That's right. We have to start thinking about our next big fundraiser, which is going to be April 12th, our dinner that we're going to be having at the Harrisburg Hershey Sheraton. Father Waymanizes is going to be our keynote speaker, and we're looking forward to having him. And we're hoping that people don't wait until the last minute to buy the tickets for that this time.
Yeah, and the date is in April.
April 12th. Yes.
So mark your calendars now.
That's right. So we're hoping that Every year when we do these dinners, it seems like people wait longer and longer to buy their tickets. And that just makes us all sweat a little more, doesn't it?
Yeah. Until you figure out the number of meals and how big a room you're going to need at the Sheraton and coordinate all of that stuff with them. Yes, please don't delay, ladies and gentlemen. Put it on your calendar now. And,
Yeah, we're going to be starting to sell the tickets very soon.
Yeah, the tickets are going to go on sale, and the better for us at trying to make all these logistics work before the night of the dinner. It makes our job so much easier.
Yeah, and we're still reeling financially from the fact that our computer broke a couple of weeks ago. So, always Holy Family Radio is always right on that red line, right, Russ?
Yep, we're really on the borderline there. But, it seems like God provides. Whenever we have a shortage or a need, there are people that step forward. We really have to thank the people that did step up and give us the money to help us pay for that new computer. So that was our early Christmas present, really.
Yeah, that's one of those things. You know, we knew that computer was dying. We didn't know when. It was on life support for a long time. And pretty much the last couple of weeks it was in the hospice, I think.
Yeah.
So,
let's keep Christmas going this year. You say it's too early to think about next Christmas. Mm. My wife is already Christmas shopping for next year. So let's keep it going and everybody celebrate Christmas every day of the year.
That's right. It would be nice if we can get a big monitor for this new computer. We didn't get a monitor with this computer. And I would really like for us to be able to have the funds to buy a nice big monitor, because as we get older, those of us that look at these monitors, our eyes aren't getting any better, so a big monitor would be really helpful this time of the year. So if anybody wants to donate funds for a big monitor for this computer that we got, boy, that would be really great, wouldn't it, Joe?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. We do have a monitor. We can see what's playing in the next sequence, but when you have two or three different items on that screen that we have, on the monitor that we have, the eyes are, I'm wearing trifocals and I'm 77, guys, if that's telling you anything. So, we could use it. Is it an absolute necessity? Not right now, because we have a couple of spare monitors, but it would be nice to have a bigger one.
Well, I think one of the things that they talked about of our eyes going bad, I just got a thing from Catholic Loop saying, would you like larger font?
There you go. With that, guys, we're coming up on the hard break. We've had some fun with this in the first segment. We'll be back right after these messages. And welcome back to Night Talk. Mr. Nebosinski, your turn. You have a prayer that you want to do.
Yeah, I found this really good prayer for the new year. I'd like to see if we can pray it as we start to talk about 2024. In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, we pray that this new year will bring us closer to you. May we take the time to get to know you. Help us to truly celebrate the gifts that you have graciously given to us and use them to serve you and spread your word. May we also see and love you in all the people we meet, so that in turn they see you in us. We know that all human relatives take time. They need time to grow and to deepen. This is also true with our relationships with you, the Father and the Holy Spirit, which must grow over the course of our lives in the new year. Let us realize that every action of ours, no matter how great or small, enables us to be in touch with you. Let us accept you in our lives in the way that pleases you, as trust to be spoken, as life to be lived, as light to be lighted, as love to be followed, as joy to be given, as peace to be spread about, as sacrifice to be offered among our relatives, friends, neighbors, and all people. Amen.
Amen.
The Father, and Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. All right. Yeah, one of the things that you said, during Advent, I listened to Matthew Kelly's thing, and I think really and truly, if you take the prayer that Joe just said, it kind of reminds you of holy moments.
Mm-hmm.
you know, take those little things in our lives that really bring us closer to God, and then just embrace that and say, you know what, this is a moment I'm closer to our Lord. And it can be a small thing. You know, for me, one of the biggest things I like is when I work for the underprivileged children's Christmas party. And there's nothing like standing there and having a little kid run up and wrap their arms around your leg and say, thank you. You know, and that, you know, they're thanking you because of you being there and the things that all those, I mean, the firemen, we're going to try to get them on the show, by the way. The fire department is the lead over at New Cumberland Depot, and they really do a lot for the underprivileged children. And if everybody, you know, talking about the new year coming in, if you listen to Bishop Senior's message, you know, food banks are hurting. And the reason they're hurting is people are hurting.
Yep.
And, you know, give what you can.
And that's it. And, you know, one thing I noticed, not to regress back to 2023, but one thing I noticed is our Knights of Columbus with the Coats for Kids and other organizations and denominations countrywide, the food banks, they were getting the food out there, they were getting coats for the kids, you know, whatever that need was, they were paying it forward. And maybe we all need to get a little bit better at doing that. You know, whatever you can do, you know, with your finances or whatever you see your way clear to do, there are a bunch of good things that need to be done out there with some cash, you know, no more than us here at the radio station.
One of the things that I would encourage people to do as we begin the new year, I know this past year I decided that I was going to do the catechism in a year with Father Mike Smits. It's a daily thing that he does on the Hallow app, and it's a short recording that he does, and he goes through the entire catechism and then talks about it. He will read a section of it and then he'll explain it, that he does really well. So, you know, a lot of times we start things. I know for me, I start things and don't finish them. So I'm really happy the fact that, you know, I made it through the whole catechism in a year with Father Mike Smits. So I'm really, really proud of that fact because, you know, it was a big accomplishment for me. But every day I was able to take time and listen to him. And, you know, if there was a busy day, I may have to go back. And, you know, I got a few days behind a couple of times, but I was able to do it. So now with the new year in 2024, he has a program where you go through the whole Bible in a year.
Yeah.
So I'm going to attempt that also, doing those things. And this is not supposed to be a commercial for the Hallow app, but here it is. Yeah, get the Hallow app. Okay. They have a free version and a paid version, but it's a really, really great, it's a resource that you can use that has all kinds of prayers and reflections and music and all kinds of great things on it. So I know a lot of the knights in our council use the Hallow app, and we highly, highly endorse it here at Holy Family Radio. So go ahead and download it wherever you get your apps. One of the things that I wanted to mention also, I found this great thing online, and I put it on our Facebook page also, and it's on our, I believe it's on our website too, and it succinctly says a couple of things that we should do all year round, and that is believe like Mary, trust like Joseph, hope like the shepherds, seek like wise men, worship like angels, and love like Jesus.
What a concept. Amen. Amen.
I mean, that's pretty much it, right? If we did that, just think what our world would be like, right?
Yeah.
So as we start this new year, I hope that we can all keep those kinds of things in mind, so that, you know, there's a lot of bad things happening in the world today. But, you know, like you were mentioning Matthew Kelly, you know, if we do things in our lives and affect the people in our area, in our world that we live in, that's going to affect the world, yeah. Right?
I think it's true. I think Christmas is one of the things that when you look at the Christmas time, it's just infectious. Mm-hmm. If you notice, if you smile at somebody and say Merry Christmas, it is extremely rare to have that person frown on you and turn away.
Mm-hmm.
The odds are, no matter where their mind is, the minute you say that, they give you the smile and they say Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, whatever. Because, and you know, there is that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, to our Jewish brothers and sisters, there's not a lot of thought about Christmas, but Hanukkah is important to them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, this time of year for me, I have to really concentrate on the positive, because January and February are my least favorite months of the year, because it's always dark and cold, and you know, I know the days are technically getting longer, you know, but I don't see that, you know, I don't see reality, you know, right, Russ? What do you think?
Yeah, this is a good time of year even to just reflect and look ahead. One of the things I'm going to do again this year, last year I'd signed up for a daily Pope of the Day, or Pope of the Year. So you go through 266 days of the year where it doesn't send them out on weekends, but during the week. And it tells you all about the popes, right from the very first St. Peter right through. And I missed a few here and there, so I'm going to go through that again and try to pick up the ones that I missed. But if you're interested, just do a search out there for popes of the year. And it's really interesting. Some of the popes and stuff were really, really interesting to read about their lives.
Yeah, we have so many resources that we didn't have years ago.
Right.
I mean, we have to make a commitment to take advantage of them. Right.
Yeah. Well, there's so much stuff out there with the technology. When people say Google it, you can. You know, really.
Well, and I think the best point that Joe and Russ brought up is the fact that technology grants us so much good stuff, but we also have so much bad stuff out there. So take the time to look at some of the good stuff, because it's a lot more better for you, for your soul, and for your livelihood than it is to look at the negative things that are all around us.
I try to shut down on the negative stuff. It just gets overwhelming after a while, and it can just send you down the wrong rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's just the way it is, and the problem is that the news enjoys the bad stuff. And that's something I noticed, too, last year, or this past year, going into 24, but 23. There's a lot more heartwarming stories during Christmas time than there are other times of the year, and you wish they would throw some of them in all the time, because they occur every day. There are good things happening every day, but we have a tendency to lean toward the bad.
Yeah, my grandmother always used to say, for every bad, there's a good.
Yes.
And good is balancing out the evil every day, and you just, the sensationalism of bad news is what the news media's focus on, and not so much the good.
And that's why, you know, Holy Family Radio is an alternative, something else to listen to also, because a lot of times people are tired of listening to so much of the news because it's negative. But if you tune into Holy Family Radio, you're going to get an alternative, something else to listen to that is more positive, right?
Well, that's it. You know, this station actually is evangelization. And there is no greater word or greater message than the one that our Lord had for us. And I think, you know, Joe, you got it kind of right there when you said, you know, be faithful as, be loving as, and you saw the ultimate, in ultimate personification of those based on saints that we've had in the past, or in the fact of the shepherds and the wise men, not saints, but individuals who had a feeling, and they turned that feeling into what, who and what they were.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have so much to be thankful for, you know, and you know, I think we just sometimes forget that because things can be so negative. So I think, you know, my prayer for 2024 is that we can all be more positive and maybe have better discussions with people that we disagree with. I don't know about you, but I think now in this day and age, it's really hard to have a discussion about anything without it being turning negative really quickly.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's one of the problems is it just seems to me that 40 years ago, 30 years ago, we would listen to the other person. Now, as soon as you talk, if you say one word that I'm in disagreement with, I consider your argument null and void. Mm-hmm. It has no reference. And I used to remember, and I guess you guys do, remember the show Point Counterpoint used to be on TV?
Yes.
It was civil. And you learned something because you learned the perspective of two individuals that spoke from probably millions of people. We don't have that anymore because I will cut you off the minute you say something I don't like.
You know what thought just popped into my head? Don't talk at me. Talk to me. Okay? And like I said, be more civil, like the point counterpoint. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing. I think we have more, a lot more in common than we realize, but we don't give ourselves a chance to talk about it.
All righty.
Well, I do appreciate this time to talk about 2024, Joe. It was a great idea for a show.
Yeah, it was, and we're starting with this. It's going to be, well, our 14th year or 13th? 14th year in the air.
That's right, yeah.
It's, you know, it's an amazing thing. We're still here, and we're going to be here in the future. With that, along with Mikey Kubik and Russ Fry and Joe Nemesinski, I'm Joe Murphy. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. God bless.